I really do. Chris Reeder, who is the Executive Vice President of Institute for Reforming Government, IRG, if we say IRG, that's what we mean, is standing by the Homesteader Store hotline to talk about, well, a little something, not a big story or anything, just a matter of the University of Wisconsin faculty hiring policies likely violating constitutional law. No big deal. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, Becky. Thank you for having me on again.
Wonderful to have you on the program. So I wasn't overselling it. What IRG discovered, and was this through open records? How did you find the information? What you basically discovered was UW is taking positions that should be posted publicly and instead trying to find ways to hire minority, check-the-box, woke groups instead of posting these positions publicly. How'd you find this information?
Right. Yeah. I mean, our Center for Investigative Oversight, led by Anthony Lococo, our director of that and our chief legal counsel, as you said, just through open records request, a while back of getting into this, well before the case, before the Supreme Court last week, although that certainly laid the issue bare as it relates to college admission and many of those same principles that the Supreme Court talked about in that case apply, we believe, will apply here. In a case eventually, but just through those open records requests of hiring practices and kind of looking at what the University of Wisconsin does and frankly other universities around the country seem to do, where, as you say, they don't put some jobs, at least some professor openings and other research positions open for the public to know about, and instead they pre-select who they think should have the job based many times, it seems, entirely on ethnicity and race and not on merit. Just really, an outrageous use of...
They're hiring people because they're black. They're hiring people because they're gay. They're hiring people because they're trans. They're hiring people because of immutable characteristics, and it has nothing to do with how good of a scholar or applicant this. Here's what, by the way, the Wall Street Journal, it's a free article on the Wall Street Journal, so you're not behind a paywall. Anybody can read this. If you go to the Institute for Reforming Government Twitter, they'll link directly to it. That's, by the way, Reforming GOVT Government at Twitter. But what it says is the University of Wisconsin said, let's just say, it wanted to hire black professors because 25% of the student majors in any given department were black, right? So we want to actually have enough black professors because we can't expose black students to white professors. That would be white supremacy. But then they say there's so many white kids majoring in economics, we need to do the exact same thing in the economics department. So we need to have more diverse racially, sexually, whatever, in the departments where there are too many white straight kids, and we need more racially diverse or whatever in the departments where there aren't that many straight white kids. You know, I mean, it's like no matter what, everything equals racism at the University of Wisconsin when it comes to hiring.
Right. And, I mean, that's exactly what the Supreme Court reminded Harvard and North Carolina about in the case last week, that you know, in that case, obviously, it was about college admission, but the premise still holds true that the assumption that members of the same group, you know, whatever, however you're grouping that person together, but the same group, be it their age, their racial group, that because of that, they will think alike. And therefore, in this case, now students must have that as their professor. The courts have long rejected that notion. It's just silly to think that is what families and students are spending, $10,000, $11,000 if you're in-state per year to get. You are sending your child to UW because you think it's the best university. Well, you're finding out now that
funding it.
The professor may not be, somebody that is there because of merit, but simply because the hiring team decided, gosh, we need 30% of a specific ethnicity, regardless of merit. And it just really goes in the face of... Right. And, it goes in the face of what affirmative action. We applaud the actions that have happened since the 60s, but it was always about prohibiting the hiring based upon groups. And this is just taking that and throwing it the exact opposite at it and saying, no, we are actually going to hire explicitly because of somebody's protected class. And that is just not allowed in any other context for government. But apparently with higher education, it seems to be
Going on everywhere. You've got the Biden administration doing it. The Evers administration is doing it. The University of Wisconsin is doing it. We write big, big, big checks to the UW and the UW system every single year. Now, it is incumbent upon the legislature, but Evers will veto it. I know that they withheld $32 million, but that was $32 million out of a big fat increase that the University of Wisconsin system had.
And out of $14 billion total, keep that in mind, right? The UW system, and granted, this report is only on the University of Wisconsin-Madison, so it's not the system. But the system at large, right, $14 billion out of an already outrageous state budget. You talked about this. The state budget is now almost $100 billion. That's outrageous. 14 of that is through the UW system. One of every two employees in the state, Vicki, works for the state system. 36,000 state employees work for the UW system out of 72,000 total. So one in two state employees that taxpayers are funding work for this system. And, it's whether there's legislation to come or whether it's just through rigorous oversight, the legislature has to get involved. $32 million is a start, and this is just a case that demands continued oversight. We need to keep looking at how are they spending that money.
But here's the thing: first off, Legislative Audit Bureau. Period. They need an audit, and because it shouldn't take an open records request from an outside organization to get this information. This information should have been transparent. It should have been available to the legislature. So audit them, for heaven's sake, and get a report so that we can see what's going on. Have some information before you decide to dedicate 14% of the total state budget to the University of Wisconsin system, knowing full well this kind of garbage is going on. Maybe not to the specifics. And if it's happening in faculty, it's probably happening in other areas of hiring as well. Let's see it all. Secondly, This is illegal. So unless the legislature has assurances through an audit process that this has ended, then someone needs to hire attorneys, needs to, whether it's Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty or people, the good people at Institute for Reforming Government, and sue them. Sue them. Because enough of this garbage. Because what they're saying is that we don't like white people. We don't like too many white students. So we're not going to admit as many white students. We don't like Asian students. We don't like Asian faculty or white faculty. And so, basically this is just, it's just a quota system in place that has nothing to do with merit. They should be forced to prove this has improved the outcome of the University of Wisconsin system.
Right. And they simply can't. And that was shown in the case last week with the Supreme Court, right? When you have basically immeasurable goals, you cannot measure the improvement that you have based on this quota system that they have in place. But at the same time, it also highlights just the fact that the UW system, or the UW-Madison, don't conflate the two, but the UW-Madison just is simply not focused on what it needs to be focused on right now. We have a state that has 10,000 approximately fewer people born now than were born every year 15 years ago. We have employers that no longer, they no longer need a four-year degree, right? Their employers in the real world are putting more focus on the merits of individuals and what skills they bring to the table. But you have a UW-Madison that is focused on items like this instead of trying to make their output match what the actual workforce needs are of a 21st century workforce. So they're just focused on the totally wrong things. They need a kind of a day of reckoning. The lawsuit might be the way to do that.
Focus
themselves on what our employers and our workforce actually need. I mean, look, we have, again, 10,000 less kids born basically every year now than were born 15 or so years ago. I mean, what's that going to do to enrollment numbers?